Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dr. Elisa Robin of ElisaRobin.com. Dr. Elisa, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Dr. Elisa so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Dr. Elisa has a bachelor's and master's degree in geology, a PhD in educational psychology, and a second master's degree in Jewish studies. She has over 20 years of experience as an academic dean in various institutions. She currently is working as a transitions and prosperity expert. Dr. Robin has an active blog and is the author of two books and several academic journals. She can be connected through her website, ElisaRobin.com. Dr. Elisa, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Sure. So as you can tell, I've had several careers. I was a geologist. I was an academic dean. I realized one of the things I'm great at is reinventing myself and transitions. And I got to the point, perhaps we all do, where we feel like what we're currently doing isn't feeding our soul anymore. So I stepped away from a 20-year career and decided to get back to a first love, working one-on-one with people, doing workshops, writing, consulting, and helping people through transitions, and knowing that transitions often challenge our prosperity. Mm. That's my focus. How do I help you create prosperous change in your life?
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate that. I always say like the only constant is change and transitions. Yes. It always seems like we're always having to evolve and change. And I appreciate, you know, people like you that are able to thrive. It sounds like thrive, you know, during those times, but yes, not just for yourself, but it sounds like help other people out.
That is my goal, that you're exactly right. Everything changes all the time. And the crisis that we create in our life comes when we resist change, when I don't want to change and the world's changing around me. You know, a great example is I had one of my clients said to me, all of my employees want a text. I'm older. I don't like text. I'm like, well, let's work on adapting to your employees because that's how they communicate. So let's try that. It's the resistance to change that causes crisis in our life.
Yeah, absolutely. Because everything's always evolving and changing, mm-hmm, and transitioning as well too. So it's important to kind of go with the river instead of trying to fight the river, because it'll still go around you whether you want it to or not. So
absolutely. That's a great image. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper. I know you touched on, you know, one of the clients that you work with. Could you tell us, I guess, a little bit more about what you're doing and how you're helping support clients you're working with?
Sure. So I have to say that I'm a little edgy in what I'm doing. I've been very traditional through my life, corporate geologist, academic dean. The truth is, at my core, I'm a bit of a rebel. I'm a bit outside the lines. I don't even color out. I'm just outside the lines. So I put myself through my PhD as a professional astrologer. So I was a geologist. I got laid off. I had to earn money, pay for a degree, and I've been into astrology forever. So what I've learned is this combination of psychology, right, my research and training in psychology, my experience as an academic dean, helping people choose careers and transition and create encores, and my training as an astrologer. When I bring those together, I have a very unique package. Mm-hmm. So I will work one-on-one with people. They can put me on retainer, actually, and call me when they're having a crisis. And I do workshops and trainings on how to realize who we are at our core, honor that, and move forward from there. You're a great example, right? You found what you love, and then you've shifted it and adapted it and said, it might not be mainstream, but it's good, and it's who I am. And so you're a great example of having done that.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate that. I always believe, you know, especially like we were talking about and talking about transition and change and all those things that are constantly moving and evolving, that a lot of times you do have to do that, I guess, self-work and self-awareness to understand who you are at your core, and then you can understand how to adapt without changing the core of who you are, which is kind of a tough balance if you don't know who you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you know you have to adapt more. Mm-hmm. I was fairly well behaved as a dean. I mean, I really was. The blue streaks in my hair, okay. But but there's a point, too, where you know you can't adapt that far. Mm. You have to honor who you are. And I think I just got to that point in my life, and I want to help people find that balance in theirs.
Nice. I think that makes perfect sense. And I think especially for, you know, people that are transitioning, and especially with business and entrepreneurship, especially where there's constant change, you need to be able to honor that and to be able to understand what that fine line is so that you can still be true to yourself and still, you know, hopefully hit your goals.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. That's good.
Nice. And so I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be for you or your organization, but it's what you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique.
Right. So I probably answered that a little bit. I think that my secret sauce is that I can let go of the boundaries and say, look, I can blend these different parts together. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a metaphysical part of the world and I can approach that. And yes, there's hard science in the world. And yes, I understand that. And yes, there's this world of business that we have to adapt to. If you're in a corporation or you're starting your own business, you still have to understand marketing and technology and who is your demographic. And you have to understand all of those. My secret sauce is I've had experience in all of those worlds and been successful in all of those worlds. I can bring those together for someone else. And I have watched my clients' lives get better when they work with me over and over again. I don't know what that is, but that's my secret sauce, that when you work with me, your life gets better.
Hey, that's a great secret sauce and great superpower. I would definitely say, you know, to be able to kind of tap into that, because I think, and there's this book I think I usually talk about a lot. It's called The Opposable Mind. And it mm-hmm. talks about how, like, somebody's secret sauce or what really makes them unique is the fact to be able to take two different thoughts and be able to merge them into one because it becomes creative. So it kind of sounds like that's what you're alluding to.
Right. And I think that's always been my strength in, mm-hmm. in any job I've had. It isn't that I can bring people together as much as I can look at disparate ideas and find the way to link them together to create something bigger. You know, that used to be the definition of debate. Instead of yelling at each other, you were side A and I was side B, and we would talk and we would get up here to answer C, which was bigger than both of us.
Right.
Right? That's what I help people do internally and in their own lives.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's all about creating kind of like that win-win. And a lot of times I think that when you are looking at things from one perspective and somebody else is looking at it from another perspective, you can't see anything outside of that box, so to speak. So the fact that you're able to kind of understand, you know, maybe both aspects or both essential parts of, you know, A and B and able to come up with C, that actually is a great win-win for both of them is right. Definitely a talent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, nice. I guess that's my secret sauce.
Yes, I like that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but mm-hmm. it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Don't be afraid to try it. Don't be afraid to learn technology. Build your website. Yes, you can pay someone to do your technology. But if you don't understand your technology, you'll never get it clear, even if somebody else builds it. Mm-hmm. So I've learned all of that stuff. And the information is out there. You can watch a person who talks about using Pinterest for marketing or using quizzes for marketing or how to build your website. And I take the time to watch those and then learn to do it myself. And once I know how to do it myself, then I can let go and get help. But I know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's definitely a skill and something that, you know, a lot of people gloss over, but something that curiosity and that desire to actually learn and know is something that definitely distinguishes people. So I appreciate you for sharing those with us. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I think that I would love to go back and tell myself that I'm much more resilient than I think I am. If I have a strength at all, it's resiliency. That life goes up and life goes down and life wasn't designed in a way that everything is easy. But before you just sit down and give up, just keep your feet going.
Exactly, exactly. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Dr. Lisa, what does being a CEO mean to you?
As you can tell, a lot of my life is about sort of balancing two sides, right? That a CEO to me then has a balancing act. You have all the responsibility and all the freedom. Responsibility meaning you are making all the choices for your business and for people who rely on you and for your customers and your clients. In the end, you make all those decisions, so it is your responsibility. Yes, you have the freedom to come and go as you please and do what you want and set your schedule, but if that doesn't line up with your responsibilities, then you are letting your clients and your employees and everyone else who believes in you down. And so the CEO is that person who does the biggest balancing act. Yes, I have freedom, but I have profound responsibility. If I am not willing to accept that responsibility, then perhaps I don't want to be the CEO. And I think that's an important thing to recognize within ourselves. Am I willing? Yes, we all want the freedom. Am I willing to take the responsibility that comes with that? Because freedom is not free. It isn't cheap. It's expensive. Are you willing to do that work? And if you are, then yes, you're ready to be a CEO.
Absolutely. I love that perspective. And I definitely can visualize the whole kind of like balance beam where if you're going too far on freedom, then you're not going to be able to take care of responsibility. If you're doing too much responsibility, you're not going to have too much freedom. So you have to be able to balance both of those.
Right. Yeah. And I think sometimes we step in expecting one and not the other.
Right.
We step in saying, I have all the freedom in the world. Well, yeah, but you just led your team off a cliff.
Right.
That wasn't very good.
Right.
Yeah, I have all the responsibility. It's all, well, it is all about you on some level, but actually it's about your clients. Yeah. It's always about the relationship you have with others. I truly believe in this world, it's always about relationships, always. The relationship I have with myself, the relationship I have with you, with clients, with employees, it's always about relationships. And that's probably my science background, is you cannot change any one thing on this planet and not expect a ripple. Everything ripples out. Everything is connected. So how are you ready to dance that? Are you ready to be in both worlds at the same time?
Absolutely. And understand it's all, you know, connected, like you just said. So I think everything has energy and energy is all interchanged and connected. So I definitely appreciate that perspective, appreciate that definition. And of course, appreciate your time even more. And what I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you.
Of course. So, you know, first off, thank you. This is just delightful to talk with you. I do love your podcast and I love everyone you interview. So I feel so privileged to be part of it.
Thank you.
I do want to let people know that I have a website and it has my blog, it has my podcast, it has information, some quizzes, some just videos, information about me. It has a direct email link. So there's tons of ways to get in touch with me there. And that's probably the easiest way to do it. And so it's alisarobin.com, and Robin is spelled with a Y. I also just want to encourage people. This is a hard time on the planet for so many people. And I want to encourage people to recognize that when we step forward courageously, believing in ourselves, believing in what we know is right, that we have the power to change the world, that it is the edges that always change the world. The mainstream is too afraid to change. They lose too much. They lose security and the way it was. And when you're willing to move to those edges, you have a profoundly positive effect on the planet and the world. And I just want to encourage people to do that. And if they need help with that, I'm here. I'm more than willing to help them with that transition and change.
Awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Appreciate, you know, all your time and that reminder for us to continue to be bold and to move along those edges and get outside of the lines, not just color outside the lines, as I like to say. So I definitely appreciate that. And we'll have the links in the show notes as well. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.com.
IAM.co. IAM CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO Gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the IAM CEO Podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.